Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It has gone on all night. Even at 2 o'clock in the morning, LAPD officers were reporting in that they were having rocks thrown at them and fireworks shot at them. There was some looting that went on overnight. While arrests were made, in many cases, all police could do was just keep pushing the crowd around downtown, people using everything from dumpsters to park benches as barricades as they battled the police, throwing concrete and fireworks at them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the presence of the National Guard only made the situation worse. President Trump's ban on travel for people from 12 countries is now in effect. Seven countries are under a partial travel ban as well. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone attack of the three-year war. This is ABC News. Las Vegas police investigating a deadly shooting outside the Bellagio Hotel. Metro Police's Andrew Walsh.
Officers from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department who were on patrol in the 3600 block of Las Vegas Boulevard heard gunfire occurring on the west side of the street. The officers immediately ran towards that gunfire, and they found two victims who were laying on the sidewalk suffering from apparent gunshot wounds.
Police say the shooting began as an online argument. Under gray skies on Sunday in Washington, D.C., the final day of World Pride 2025 kicked off. Even though the Trump administration refuses to acknowledge it, Tess Hayes was one of the marchers.
I've just seen all of the degradation in rights, especially trans rights here recently, and especially trans rights for kids. And it just feels important to show up for the community.
During his second term, the president's issued a number of executive orders limiting the rights of transgender Americans. This is ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it! WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a low-pressure system spitting in from Minnesota along with a cold front will drive some scattered showers across our region today. Nothing too terribly heavy, but a few spots could see a tenth of an inch or a little more. The heavier activity probably going by just to our north. Otherwise, it will be on the breezy and cool side for this time of the year. Tomorrow should be a more typical June day with some sunshine and mild conditions, so get out there and enjoy, because we have some more active weather on the way for the second half of the week. As a front moves in from the southwest late Wednesday and stalls out, this will bring warm but humid air toward the area overrunning that front. We could see some periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms from late Wednesday all the way through Friday morning. Right now, it looks like a couple inches of rain not out of the question, although the exact axis of where that falls is still in question. Otherwise, today, look for mostly cloudy skies, breezy out there, high 67. Scattered showers likely, maybe a rumble of thunder. West wind between 8 and 17. Tonight, maybe a sprinkle early, then partly cloudy and cool, low at 50. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with some cloud cover and warmer, high 77. West wind between 7 and 15. For Wednesday, partly sunny and rather warm, low 57, high all the way up to 85. Showers and storms likely by evening. Some could have heavy rainfall. The outlook for Thursday, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms likely at times. Low 59 with a high in the mid-70s. Friday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers once again, maybe a thunderstorm. Low 62, high about 76. On Saturday, sun peaks and humid. Maybe a shower here or there. Low 59, high 79. And Sunday looks like a nice summer day with partly cloudy skies, low about 57, with highs close to 80. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 56 degrees. Yesterday's high was 75. We did pick up 28 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation here at the studios. And a quick morning shower. Record high 93 in 1911. Record low 37 in 1969. Last year's high was 75 and the low 49. Sunset will occur at 8:40. This evening. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 5:21. Well, right now the winds have picked up to 8 miles per hour from the east northeast. Barometer is at 29.74, up slightly. Overcast skies remain after a low of 51. It is 56 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. Also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of all the weekend activities, local sports as well. Details on a Brewer loss and games coming up this week.
June is heating up with hot deals at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Get Purple Power Extreme Power Cleaner Degreaser starting at just $5.49. And Tri-Fuel, engineered fuel plus oil, ready to use, no mixing needed. Plus, grab a Milwaukee M18 fuel string trimmer with quick lock kit and receive your choice of an edger, brush cutter, or hedge trimmer attachment free. Deals end June 30th, so don't wait. See store for details and get powered up at your local Napa.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Black Earth won at Cazenovia on Sunday in home talent baseball by a score of 8-2. The host Reds scored two runs in the opening inning on a two-run home run from Isaac Jennings. The Bombers went on to play a run in the third and two runs in the fourth to take the lead for good. Derek Adler was 4-for-5 with an RBI and two runs scored for Black Earth. Mark Caminiti was 3-for-5 with a double. Bryce Hopwood worked all nine innings, throwing just over 100 pitches to get the win. For Cazenovia, Aaron Hipsch pitched the first six innings, and Isaac Jennings worked the final three frames. The two youngest players on the team, Houston Boland and Isaac Jennings, were both 2-for-4 for Caz. Hunter Schmidt and Garrett Jennings were both 1-for-4. The Reds fell to 0-4 in Sunday league action. Black Earth now 2-4 in the northern section, 1-8-2 on Sunday, and Cazenovia prepares for its next game when they will host Reedsburg on Friday night. In other games, it was a win for Dodgeville over Blanchardville, 13-8. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 5-3 over Wyota. Arena, 4. Schulzburg Benton, 3. Hollandale, 9-3 over Ridgeway. And Belleville got by Muscaday, 8-7. In the northern section, Ashton 12, Sauk Prairie 8, Reedsburg 13-1 over Cross Plains. It was a victory yesterday for Cross Plains over Black Earth as well. That score 7-4. Poinette 6-5 over Rio. Columbus 12-2 over Wisconsin Dells. In the southeast, Stoughton 13-8 over McFarland. Albion 5, Jefferson 1. Fort Atkinson 9-2 over Lake Mills. Over the weekend, the WIAA State Track and Field Tournament concluded. River Valley's Wesley Hatfield was 13th in the 100 preliminaries and did not get a race on Saturday, and he took 16th in the 200 preliminaries on Friday. For Richland Center, the boys' 4x2 relay team finished in 8th place. Kevin Hernandez, Fletcher Harper, Robert Budden, and Mason Jelenic. The girls' shot put, Madeline Huber, finished 10th. Division 3 activities, Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee was 10th in the 1600-meter dash, and he took 12th in the 3200-meter dash. For Boscobel, a good weekend, 10th place for the boys' 4x2, Cameron Hogan, Caden Strang, Nathan Gunderson, and Cooper Leffler. 6th place in the boys' pole vault competition for Cameron Hogan. Nora Gilson finished 4th in the 800, 5th in the 1600, and 6th in the 3200. And a big weekend for Kickapoo Lafarge. 3rd place for the boys' 4x4, Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter. 12th place for the 4x8, Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter. 7th place finish finish for Adric Egge in the boys 200. Also in the 400, he took sixth, and boys long jump, fifth place. Adam Boyson was sixth in the high jump. And a first place state championship for the girls 4x1 from Kickapoo Lafarge, Katie Rando, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer. And a first place in the girls 4x2 relay competition. Championship run for Katie Rando, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer. Second place for the girls 4x4, Katie Rando, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andelsick, and Jadence Nagel. The girls' 100-meter dash, Avea Young was 7th, and Jadence Nagel took 7th in the 400. Over the weekend, River Valley saw its soccer season end with a 1-0 loss to Aquinas. Saturday afternoon, Aquinas moves on into the sectional in girls' soccer. Big plans this week for high school baseball. It will be Boscobel and Highland playing in the semifinal tomorrow at Blair Taylor High School, 12:30 first pitch time, and we'll have the call on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Later this week, coverage of the state girls softball tournament. Number 1 seed Belmont plays number 4 seed Ithaca at 9 Thursday morning. Almond Bancroft and Thorpe play in the other part of the bracket. Mineral Point, another team from Southwest Wisconsin, will be playing on Thursday afternoon at approximately 4:30. Over the weekend, we lost a legend from the area. Jerry Pettigrew, the winningest coach in high school basketball, passed away at the age of 84. He coached for 60 years, 52 of those in Cuba City, and retired after the 2022-23 season with a lifetime record of 1,027 wins and only 249 losses. Pettigrew is one of only about 20 coaches nationally known to have reached the 1,000-win plateau and the only coach in Wisconsin to do so. His teams won 29 conference championships, made 12 WIAA state tournament appearances, and won titles in 1981, 1991, and 1998. Back in 2018, I had a chance to chat with Pettigrew about his long career and what makes a program successful.
You know, I think the secret, Phil, is the passion and the desire, and you need someone to organize it, and then you'd be surprised the number of people that are willing to help, want to help, and you just get kids involved, and I think when that happens, you know, one of the things we got going for us in the game of basketball, what an enjoyable game to play, you know, and nothing greater, Phil, than to be in a regional final, conference championship, sectional final, state game. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
No,
and so when you look at those kind of things, I think it's easy to get the kids involved and then having kids be willing to put in the time. And there's no, you know, it's nothing in the water out of Dickeyville or anything else. It's a case of being willing to put in the time.
Well, have kids changed since you started coaching in, you know, in some ways, or has it remained the same?
You know, Phil, that's one question that a lot of people have asked me. I think kids are still basically the same. They still have goals. They still have desires. They still want to succeed. I find this, and when people talk about the old days and comparing players, the players today are bigger, faster, stronger, and they're better. I would say about the only sport that I've seen that I haven't seen marked improvement over the years, and that's baseball. You know, baseball. But football, basketball, I would say the athletes, and obviously the way the girls have come by leaps and bounds, and finding a coach that's going to stay in a community, because, you know, the shelf life of a coach in a community these days isn't all that long. And finding a coach that will stay, willing to build a program, getting some parental involvement, positive parental involvement, and I think that's a formula for success.
The comments of Coach Jerry Pettigrew. Well, the Brewers were held scoreless on just four hits Sunday, dropping the series finale at home 1-0. Padres third baseman Manny Machado's seventh-inning home run was the only run of the game. San Diego took the weekend series 2-1. It was a frustrating loss because Milwaukee left 10 runners on base over the last five innings. Atlanta visits American Family Field starting tonight. Aaron Civale will be taking the mound for the Brewers. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs lost to Detroit 4-0. Tampa Bay 3-2 over Miami. Texas 4, Washington 2. In the National League, Cincinnati 4-2 over Arizona. Pittsburgh 2, Philadelphia 1. The Dodgers 7, St. Louis 3. San Francisco 4-3 over Atlanta. And the Mets got by Colorado 13-5. In the American League, Cleveland 4-2 over Houston. Kansas City 7, the White Sox 5. Minnesota 6-3 over Toronto. The Athletics 5, Baltimore 1. Seattle 3, the Angels 2. Boston 11-7 over the Yankees. From the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City bounced back to defeat Indiana 123-107. And European Ryder Cup captains and teammates Darren Clark and Thomas Bjorn won the American Family Insurance Championship on Sunday, shooting a 7-under-64 in better ball play for a four-stroke victory over four teams. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
8:22, we're at 56 degrees in Richland Center, getting just a little hint of sunshine right now as we bring on a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story from WRCO Monday morning.
Now, the rest of the story. Even when Charlie was a small boy, machines fascinated him. In a way, they were more real to him than were people. The first working mechanism in which Charlie recognized a distinct personality was his bicycle. He was always taking it apart, improving it, putting it back together, carefully, almost tenderly. The family car was also a limitless source of fascination. At 14, Charlie did most of the repair work on it. Now, Charlie's folks had a farm, which was not a serious economic enterprise. Nevertheless, the boy convinced his dad that the farm needed a tractor. Well, the tractor arrived by mail, disassembled, but Charlie, still 14 now, put that tractor together all by himself in 3 days, and it ran perfectly from then on. Those were all flirtations till then. But it was a year or so later that Charlie encountered and acquired the mechanical love of his young life, a motorcycle. Objectively, there was nothing exceptional about it. It was neither the latest model, nor the fastest, nor the most powerful, but Charlie's tinkering was to reverse all those inherent shortcomings. And in time, he was intent upon proving what that motorcycle of his could do. The one thing Charlie's classmates in school remembered about him was his motorcycle, the frightening speeds at which he drove it, and the daring stunts he performed with it. That Charlie never had an accident was all the more amazing to his friends, and all the more inspiring to him. That passion did keep his school grades average. In his notebooks, even in the margins and corners of the pages of his textbooks, were carefully detailed drawings of his motorcycle. Well, after high school, college, Charlie would study mechanical engineering when he found the time, because you see, most of his time was spent, as it was in high school, with his motorcycle. They say he kept the machine indoors, in his room, when he wasn't riding it. Otherwise, he was out searching for ways in which to defy death more dramatically in newer, even more exciting motorcycle stunts. His quest took him down steep hills into hairpin turns through impossible leaps. Calculating the centripetal and centrifugal forces involved, he would attempt only the most astounding exhibitions. He once even planned to ride his motorcycle down the 70-foot campus ski slope into a jump and onto a frozen lake. He regarded every opportunity to pursue danger as a personal challenge. And in that respect, Charlie never quite grew up. He did eventually outgrow his motorcycle, only to replace it with another machine, a machine which, according to Charlie, offered the ultimate thrill. So, as you reflect on Charlie's subsequent adventures, you'll recall how it all began. In the transference of a young man's affection from one machine to another, you see, the youngster for whom mechanical devices were more real than people. The boy whose beloved motorcycle bequeathed him a penchant for the impossible, well, he one day threw off the shackles of gravity and took to the sky. Charles Lindbergh. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
Kicking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right.
Monday songs, the subject today on the Town Taxi Triple Play. Hope you're having a decent Monday. Here is KT Aslin. X-ray show, son. X
excess baggage. Too much work for a little heart to do. Self-denial is never easy, baby. But come next Monday, I'm gonna give up on you. Ain't gonna call you after a day or two. Ain't gonna miss you, honey. And even if I do, I never tell you. You never ever know how hard it is to let you go. Come next Monday, I hope I'm a little bit stronger. Some of the Mondays that I've been through. Temptation Tuesday, might be sorry. But come next Monday, I'm gonna give up on. Ain't gonna call you after a day or two. Ain't gonna miss you, honey.
San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent a cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something you tried to explain. And darling, it's I love you so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. you I'd walk anywhere. California has warmed me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep. Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile, literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
Came in last night about 10:30. Woman of mine wouldn't let me in. Said, moving on over. Rocking on over. Move over, little dog, cause a big old dog's moving in. She told me not to mess around. I done let the deal go down. Moving on over, sliding on over. Move over nice dog, cause a mean old dog's moving in. She changed the locks on my back door. Now my key don't fit no more. Moving on over.
Travis Tritt with George Thorogood, WRCL, moving on over on a Monday. We're going to move on over toward our trivia question of the day in just a little bit. And another word that you can text in and win comes up in the 11 o'clock hour today.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center on the Sextonville Road. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Check out the all-new menu.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love fast, safe, and fresh. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Well, Mondays we generally feature television trivia, and we are again today. It's real television trivia. In what year was the first ever flat screen TV released? Is it A, 1997, B, 1999, C, 2001, or D, 2005? The first ever flat screen TV. When was that first released? There you go. 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins the 6-inch sub of the day from Subway.
Do you
We have found our trivia winner. Way to go, Vicki Davis, who knew the right answer. The first year that flat-screen TVs were released to the public, should have answered A, 1997. There you go. And Vicki wins a great prize, a 6-inch sub of the day, courtesy of Richland Center Subway. 1997 technology company, let me see, it was Fujitsu? Releasing the first ever flat-screen TV to the public, 42-inch screen weighing 40 pounds. And they became more widely popular and standard technology in the mid to late 2000s, with the chance to be more affordable, too, with the rise of LCD and plasma screen TVs as well. Our TV, the one that we bought, maybe it was two TVs ago, I don't know. Like the Curtis Mathis lasted for 20 years, and I think the Sylvania Superset lasted about that long. They don't seem to last quite as long anymore. But back in the day, we had one that we bought probably in the late 90s, and it had its own base. It sat on the floor. It's the only place it could sit. It had its own base, and that thing weighed an incredible amount. I don't even know, but we had to move it a couple of times, move it from house to house, and it was all that two men could do to handle it. And three would probably have been better. Four would have been the best. That's how heavy it was. Incredibly heavy and tough to move around. So we got the first one that we hung on the wall. It was like, wow, man, the room is suddenly bigger. Thanks for playing trivia today.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world, where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Ends Monday, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener-Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
8 minutes before 9 o'clock, we're at 56 degrees in Richland Center. Showers likely today, and it's starting to look a little more likely. We're getting some clouds rolling in, although lately that hasn't seemed to mean much. You know, a couple of times yesterday, I'm like, wow, it's really going to rain, and whoop, it went right around. So you never know. We did get a little bit yesterday, 28 one-hundredths, just enough to kind of rain down on the dairy breakfast briefly, and then it kind of cleared up and changed, and well, it was a beautiful night last night. Breaking sport news this morning, a pretty credible source reporting the Packers are planning to release two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jaire Alexander. It sounds like that's a done deal. It was kind of speculation that maybe he would stay or take a pay cut or whatever, but they will possibly release him, it looks like, later today. That from the Sports Wire on a Monday, June 9th. Here's a flashback with Louise Mandrell.
This
Bobby Trails time coming up. We'll have some friends in the studio, beginning with River Valley Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner right here. There he is.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know lie. You burn me one too many times, like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy until we talk again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Good morning. It is 55 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Los Angeles facing 3 days of clashes with protesters and demonstrations against ICE immigration raids. ABC's Matt Gutman was in downtown for the unrest.
Just moments ago, oh, there's some projectiles being thrown. Just moments ago, a motorcycle seemed to try to break through the police skirt.